Hello again, it's Coach Kelly with another edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report. It's that time again, the September 20th count that determines who is in what class is behind us, and the fall sports seasons are reaching their crescendos. Practice begins on November 12th for the winter sports season, and the hydration assessment for wrestling are the week prior to that. Let's take a peek at the upcoming schedule. We have had some major adjustments for 2018-19, so we'll be attending a few new events this year. On December 1st, the competition schedule begins when the varsity travels to Ryder County for a dual tournament. This is a new event to the schedule. It should be competitive with Bonner Springs, the team to beat. The Braves have moved to 5A after a third place showing in the 2019 4A state tournament. The JV, aka Varsity in Waiting, will be attending the Emporia tournament, as has been the case for years. We also like to term the opening week of competition Certification Saturday. By getting the kids certified early, we can check this off the list and not have to worry about it as a deadline approaches. We have traveled to Colby for the Eagle Duels the past few years, and will be going again this year. The two-day tournament on December 7th and 8th offers seven duels to help build team chemistry and pack a lot of matches in at the same time. The non-varsity wrestlers will be attending the Shawnee Heights tournament on Saturday, December 8th. Shawnee Heights is no longer in the Centennial League, but the duels and wrestling will continue. December 12th is a date of this year's event, where we will be hosting it in the South Gym. The pre-Christmas portion of the schedule will conclude when the varsity takes part in the Lee's Summit tournament on December 14th and 15th. The rest of the team will participate in the Council Grove tournament on Friday, December 14th. After Christmas and New Year's, the SEMA Duel / JV Invitational will take place, this year on Friday, January 4th, 2019. Yes, this event will take place on Friday. With school not in session yet and basketball being out of town, the opportunity presented itself, so we decided to give it a try. Hayes is a two-time defending SEMA Duels champion, and Baser Linwood is a new team this year. Both of these schools now compete in 5A. The other teams involved will be Lansing from 5A, along with 6A teams Topeka High and Lawrence. On Saturday, after the SEMA Duels, we will host the Junior Vikings Tournament, the Capital City Challenge. This is an event that is part of our schedule, and we are committed to supporting the Junior Vikes. They do so much for us. It's all hands on deck for this one. After our dual tournament, the entire team travels to Paola on Tuesday, January 8th, for a double duel with the host school and Emporia. This event was added last year, and we hope it will continue as both teams have rich traditions and present a challenge for the Vikes. In the past, the next event up has been the Bobcat Classic at Baser Linwood High School. This season, we'll be attending the Capon Duel Tournament on January 12th. We will see some teams that we don't normally get the opportunity to see and have another chance to nurture team-building aspect with the duel format. Those not going to Capon will attend the St. Mary's Tournament. This event has gone through several changes in recent years. This year, it will be an individual tournament rather than a two-day duel tournament. On Tuesday, January 15th, the non-varsity portion of the team will travel to Manhattan for a duel. The same group will compete on Friday, the 18th, at Holton's Tournament. The Blue Valley Northwest Tournament will be the next event on the varsity schedule on January 18th and 19th. This two-day tournament is another new event for the Vikings for 2018-19. I like where this tournament falls in the calendar in preparation for the final push. It doesn't get any easier with Chanute's Southeast Kansas Invitational next up on January 26th. This tournament has several strong teams and individuals involved. The non-varsity competitors will take another trip to Manhattan on Friday, January 25th, for an individual tournament. With February comes the final stretch of the season. Washburn Rural will host this year's Centennial League Tournament on February 2nd. Our philosophy is that the league, regional, and state tournaments are all part of the state series. The Centennial League Tournament is a last opportunity to shine before the regional seeding meeting. The JV team will compete on the same day at the Silver Lake Invitational, and will wrap up their season the following Saturday at the Burlington Invitational. The site for the regional tournament is yet to be determined, but with 36 rather than 32 schools comprising Class 5A, and the majority of those additions being in the eastern part of the state, coupled with the continuation of the two-day, two-site regional, we may be assigned to the West Regional this year with additional travel considerations. We should know the answer prior to Christmas break. The top eight from regionals qualify for state, which will be again be held in Park City this year on February 22nd and 23rd. We will conclude the season with our annual postseason gathering on February 28th, with with a presentation in the SHS auditorium. This year's theme is Burn the Ships. There's a lot of information out there, and depending on where you look, the idea has a few different origins. But the main idea is taking care of what needs to be taken care of and unburdening yourself in order to be at your best without safety nets or excuses for your shortcomings. The theme was announced at last year's end-of-season gathering and will carry us through the 2019 state tournament. Speaking of ownership and responsibility, we began using our Power Rating Index with the 2008-09 season as a way of tracking what is important in the program. The calculation takes into account categories such as falls, not getting pinned, attendance, and GPA, and boils it down to a single number that reflects an individual's progress. This year, we'll be collecting even more data. We'll be implementing a fitness rating index, as well as tracking first score data. Additionally, I am intrigued by a stat called Point Differential Index, or PDI, that I picked up from a podcast that I regularly listen to. This stat takes individual match results and calculates the difference in the score between the winner and the loser. The data is simply accumulated over the course of the season and gives a good picture of how an athlete is progressing and also incentivizes putting points on the board. Before I close today, I want to give a shout out to our two alums that are competing at the collegiate level this year. Valeria Rivera is in her senior season at Ottawa University. The 101-pounder has put together an outstanding career and we will be tuned in to her final national tournament on March 14th and 15th in Jamestown, North Dakota. Her season is already underway, and her first competition is actually tomorrow in Nebraska. Bailey Kelly had an outstanding freshman campaign for Maryville University a season ago. He will be looking for bigger things this season. His focus will be on Cleveland and the NCAA Division II National Tournament, which happened March 8th and 9th, 2019. His competition schedule kicks off on November 10th in St. Louis. Good luck to both. That's all for this edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.